can go bad when bad people are in charge? On a scale of 1 to 10, conviction, I'm going to give conviction an 8. Thanks for listening. Robert Waldman for CITR FM 101.9, Real to Real at the Movies. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you soon.
It's our pledge drive here on NPR, and we have a 20-minute field recording of a tumluku, which is a Bosnian instrument which can only be played when you have a pierced scrotum and three kids who have been killed by a landmine. It's unlistenable radio! You understand me?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Totally listenable radio.
Government and Big Pharma have entered into a secret conspiracy in which secret government contracts are sold to Big Pharma that allow for secret chemicals to be placed in coffee seeds, all under the watchful eye of Big Coffee, who is secretly working with other world forces, all in a sinister plot to get alien embryos in our coffee so Big Pharma can sell us alien contraceptive pills. Or, if you'd rather get some rational news, check out Radio Free Thinker, the radio show / podcast that promotes skepticism, critical thinking, and science education. Every Tuesdays at 4 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Hey, Vancouver. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR, your Canadian independent Thunderbird radio, soaring through music like an Air Canada plane through the sky. This is Shameless Airways. Feel free to ignore that no smoking sign, and don't bother looking for the seatbelts. There aren't any. I'll be your captain, Jonathan Brown. With me, as always, is my ever-trusty inflatable navigator, Natalie. How's it going over there?
Inflatable navigator?
I ran that one by you. Can't say I didn't.
You didn't tell me the context.
Oops.
Well, I guess that's the context anyway. Can I call you inflatable on air? Sure, I guess.
You like the metaphors I've been rolling with the past few weeks?
They're pretty good. I like them.
I got one about
spice
a hockey team.
Up.
Hockey team and a polygamist ranch. But that's for next time.
Ooh.
Today we got much better things. But first, how you doing? How's school going for you?
Busy. Super busy. I'm right in the midst of the education program here at UBC. It's a pretty good program, I must say. Lots of schoolwork.
Keeping the kids in line? Yes.
No.
Of course.
No.
We have it on record. I'm just kidding.
That could have been anything. I closed a book. Loudly.
Very loudly.
Yeah, I had my first full day at a school yesterday. Kindergarten class. They were pretty cute. Lots of coloring. Centers. Who doesn't love centers?
I love centers.
So, yeah. Is that
excellent?
Good? How's your school going?
My school is also busy. But I put everything aside for the next hour and a half-ish. Because today, gonna talk to Mr. Kaboom Atomic once more, a local MC and also member of rap crew Run With The Herd, who'll be doing some shows come near Halloween time.
Nice.
Getting excited for Halloween. I know you are too.
Absolutely.
The leaves will be a changing.
Mm-hmm.
The air will be getting a crisper. But moving on, we started the show off with the new Bob and Doug McKenzie of Canada's music scene, Chaos, and Sebastian Granger. Sebastian Granger, formerly of Death From Above, 1979, now of Sebastian Granger and the Mountains and Chaos, who, as it turns out, writes his name in lowercase letters because he wants to differentiate himself from other acronym-based rappers like KRS-One and K-Solo. That's the Canadian way of doing things. Very nice. Very nice.
Good job, Chaos. I like it.
Moving along, this next song goes out to anyone in school right now who is taking the time to listen to Shameless, taking a little Shameless break. Maybe you're at work, maybe you're working hard, hardly working. Either one's good, who am I to judge? I quite enjoy this song because it features the character select music from Street Fighter 2 as well as the rapper from Toronto, Mr. Moonshine, from his album Big Man on Campus. This is today's special educational song, or educational show, great song. This is Shameless on 101.9 FM CITR.
To get today's special, I heard about it on the FM dial. It's saying everybody who got it, I bet them smile. The streets buzz with the talk of the town. It's appetizing. Stuff with enough flavor, promotion, and advertising. The restaurant stock's rising. The girls love it, so the guys dig it. It's not surprising. Yesterday, what they served was a bit generic, but today they promise honest it'll serve me right. I guess my faith in what they serve only serves me right. But I'm famous, so I'm taking a bite.
That's right.
I'm sure eventually I'll tire of this lame old grub, cause every spot on every block's got the same old grub. I'm not feeling the love, I'm sick of this fast food. I'm fiending for real soul to get rid of this bad food. Special got sizzling pop, it won't last me fast. Today's special is a disturbed time. It's a lethal combination and greed and abomination. Please help yourself but indulgence of moderation. It's got sizzling pop, it won't last me fast. Today's special is a disturbed time. get served hot. It's a lethal combination and weed an abomination. Please help yourself and indulge. Help yourself and indulge. Life is grand, the formula got a patent. We'll push it till it's rigor mortis cold and stagnant. We tell them enough times, they love it, they go believe it. This market and not science, holy telekinesis. We prep it and distribute it with little expense. Give the chef a little fame to keep them busy and bent. Get it out on television with women to represent and sit back and count the dividends spent. Now I see the way the biz gets down. I've been a chef for a minute, but you're a minute just to get down now. I wrote the recipe for success, perfected it, but now I'm kind of reckless. I substitute substance for the rest of it. I'm the best equipped, there's no question, but the passion for the fashion got me asking if it's the love of the craft I work for or cheddar galore. Let me get my cookie cutter out the drawer. Today's special, special sizzling pop. It won't last too fast. Today's special is a dish served hot. It's a lethal combination of greed and abomination. Ease up yourself and indulgence of moderation. It's got sizzling pop. It won't last too fast. Today's special is a dish served hot. It's a lethal combination of greed and abomination. Please help yourself and indulge. Help yourself and indulge. Help yourself, that's words of the wise. Take a look at what you packing back. Open your eyes. Take a minute to read ingredients before you cop it. It's literal to me when they say that it's hot shit. Steaming on a platinum plate to captivate the mass with the fast one. I fell for the last one, but that'll be the last one. I pass when I try it. Moon's about to fast. I need to diet. Today's special got sizzling pop. It won't last too fast. Today's special is a dish served hot. It's a lethal combination of greed and abomination. Please help yourself and indulge in some moderation. It's got sizzling pop. It won't last too fast. Today's special is a dish served hot. It's a lethal combination of greed and abomination. Please help yourself and indulge. Help yourself and indulge.
And showing proof with the notion that no limits is bound to be fatal. You only had two turntables to rock your spot and be able to keep the crowd moving with the slightest bit of imperial skill. Material had to be ill. Now see, at this time, it wasn't uncommon for crews to be waiting on sidelines, equating rap guidelines to bust later and come up in height and shine bright in prime time, blind to fate, cause you waited too long. Some would get placed at second rate and couldn't escape. But understand, through this lecture, some couldn't write. And to recite was just a way of conveying my message to a rhythm with words and nice poetics. Battle with mine to suit the skeptic. I have no cause to. I have identity and styles of my own that I need to apply. Hard study time to excel upon the boundaries that I reach to pass through. But why was my question? And this would be my stepping stone to get me hyped when the greats would write. I pick pencils with lead and paper with ledges and erased hesitantly. Almost always over the edges and replaced the realness so you can feel this. And told the sum of what I knew was hardcore rap. No, not the masses, the one who spread them hip-hop traps inside a category, mistaken with allegory, comments that can get you met. So please, learn a little more, refrain. You can't beat, that's my opinion. If rap's been your sole decision, then you got grips with what's real. But still, till I find time to unwind and unravel, I feel compelled to break up fables and write these at my kitchen table. I feel like fuck it, you disrespected my whole generation. When in totality, we run half the nation. But you can bet, there's always some fool who's inept to write a summary. But all the real B-boys, y'all can come with me.
The greatest of the MC. The greatest of the MC. The spirit for the greatest. The greatest.
Legends found treasures over years compacting life drama and acting over wax. I'm a B-boy on this platform, forewarned of a battle to come to light. With shattering mics and bent my foe's side, I'm still able to sheen, to spit. Era free, unshook up to miss. This line on a tempo, size for the blow of a paragraph. Harry with a very nice technique, perfect for displaying at such gatherings. Patterning of this fresh, short shot, beaming through the system, hot. So picture the MC, the mic, the speaker, the DJ, the mixer. Frame it in the front with the crowd packed, contorting your back to my flow. Supposed to be a jam. I pick another flow to get ran. In my heart it stands, arms and hands syncopated. I stated by example with this. classical rendition of a wordplay was more pleasing than the ease of me colliding my voice onto a tape for all time to play to be the great, great, great MC, greatest of the MC.
Now check it, it's all about the rap stint. Dap stack up and collapse. When you taking hyper serious, notoriety sting. But you didn't worry about that. It'll come back and attack for sure, when you least expect it. Cause see, this game is all precision. Some wanna argue about the lines to get in while the DJ spins. Some wanna be dapping the latest gear so they can win, while others simply want a chance to get in. Now see, you wearing your life thin. Fights don't come rare, but legends do. So the mics, they don't care if what's written is dope. I thought that expanding your mind would enable a rhyme to reach the core and be dubbed as freshness, while balancing rhymes and battling times to etch on a paper an idea that could bring me closer to an understanding of the strain that I choose to project. And it gets me how I be wanting to defend and protect the little bit that's left. In panic, yeah, I want to step, but I can't until the mass confusion is correct. Asceticisms and schisms mix up my dialogue, but let the wheel turn and cut this and learn about the truth in rap and still be held up in esteem and heavy crowd approval from doubters, cause this is surely moving about the greatest of the masters. So we telling history, and that's a brand new style we putting down about the latest to tell the story of the greatest, the greatest.
Let's hear it for the greatest.
Present PBGBs, a month-long weekly art show and music series appearing every Thursday in October at 7 p.m. at the Chapel Arts.
October 28th will showcase artist Mark DeLong and a soundtrack of Double Dragon, MT40, and DJ David R. The after party kicks off at 11 p.m. at Honey Lounge.
Be sure to check out PBGBs, a potent cocktail of art and music every Thursday in October at the Chapel Arts, presented by Beatroot Magazine and WinnieCooper.net.
Yes, Trillies after the green billies. And them gold bricks melt them down to my feelings. No feelings, almost 6 feet tall. Stick back my greasy hair, take my name in a stall. It's Ebenezer, made it to dirt, ready to murk. Send me the word, boy, you know I'm shredding my shirt. So what's the word on your necklace? Let's get them links cut. Don't make me lay you down in front of that brick truck. Shucks, stuck up, give me them bucks. I ain't talking about the ball team, fuck a lay up, pay up. Just getting tougher to clean up the cupboard. So run for cover, I'm coming out of the gutter. For really though, it's a truly folk. Eating everything in sight like some old dirty Billy goat. We're in the city, bro. And when it comes to the biddies, we only giving them the city.
Well, I'm a young ass old cat. What y'all know is throwback rap. I was grown from all that. From the crap beats for the fee of a short stack. Born in BC, but the road where my home's at. Me and Ebenezer, we connect like 4 a.m. in the morning, landlady at my door. At the same place you came to before to complain about face, but I make like I'm on tour. More or less, it's usually the latter. Seem like everything, but my pocket gets fatter. Had a little game and I lost it on a dame. Traded in for a queen and a baby with my name. And ain't nothing I regret except being stuck in debt. Cause I recklessly stuck out my neck. Motherfucker flooding me with love and respect. Yeah, cause I ain't up in the club unless they cutting the check. Come on.
Been doing this for like I don't know how long. Got double digit albums, running out of songs. Running out of ways to right my wrongs. Running out of moods, running out of rooms. Running confused, already bruised. Looking at them faces, what's to lose? When it's already all gone, what's the game? When it's all in your palm, like it's all in your brain. If you do it to death, do it hotter than the rest. If you do it like you're new to it, you're done it to death. Somewhere, someday, there'll be an urgency. Panic sets in, it's an emergency. Can't beat them, join them, unite them, employ them. Better yet, find them, fight them, destroy them. Try and do it honestly, help a brother out, build friendship. One day it'll pay off, I can sense it.
That's what they say when we roll through. Those the real rap bastards, I told you. Glory, glory, act like you knew all along. Me, I'm just doing some songs, fresh like a bucket of dirt. Give a fuck if
leave you hurt. Tied till we die, puffin' the purple. Mostly make trail, every flow we spit ill. Every rapper, every thug, y'all don't know me, sit still. Can't be seen, can't be had, can't be bought. Real shit can't be fought. You can't kill me, can't tell me that I can't hold a crown. Can't live with me, you can't throw me out, What you gonna do to cancel me out? Won't stop till I make where I stand holy ground. You're all lowercase G's, you need to let it go, man, I know it ain't easy.
Shit on your shine, clock cleaner, closed casket, these magnificent bastards will break your heart and enjoy it, but get away and avoid it. Heat like a fire alarm with no battery, yeti, crop circle, psycho, Dr. Mangala, Mike, bark, riot, bat, the ball back, is ball being quotes as quilts, shell shock, the body, island celebrate, it's a festival, so daring on decibels, worry the whack, me too worried to speak, amazed, spit amazing, amazed, so amazing, y'all same old, lame old, volcano, holla back. Buzz like tinnitus, on the mic, it's just like Midas. He's the brightest of the brightest, the right way all day. On your knees, you're praying for the return of the abstract rap pack that's back.
Australia and Canada are both countries with a whole lot of space to create some of the wildest sounds on the planet. Join your host Matthew as he explores the musical heritage of his native Australia and features fresh sounds from Canada's independent music world. That's Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, each Monday at 11 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, Canada.
It was never about them. So my house, I never come out from. Cause every day a drought, finish that or without them. I'm down to do whatever if it betters my outcome. The city's like the Autobahn barroom, waiting on Malcolm. Cause people wanna see my blood flow like fountains. I got nowhere to go and still feel like bouncing. I'm looking for the closest window I can route from. Or for the highest speaker box that I can shout from. And I'm hoping to feel like something that's real. But it's no hope when you are but a spoke in the wheel. A brick in the wall, trying to find an opening still. Having hard times trying to climb over the hill.
So many hard times, yeah, yeah. Sleeping on motel floors, yeah, yeah. Knocking on my brother's door, eating Spam Oreos, drinking Thunderbird, baby, yeah. In this crazy town, having hard times, there's no love to be found. Having hard times in this crazy town, having hard times, there's no love to be found. Having hard times in this crazy town, having hard times, there's no love to be found.
So many hard times, Steven on motel floor, knocking on my brother's door. He is spelling off of yours, ringing Thunderbird, baby. I don't wanna do it no more. No. I don't wanna go back there no more.
A meeting of the minds of the highest order here on 101.9 FM CITR. That is a collaboration album between John Legend and The Roots. You may know them better as Jimmy Fallon's backing band. But hey, in their spare time, when they got time, they make some records. Great records. This one's called Wake Up. The track, Hard Times, here on 101.9 FM CITR. The show is shameless. Before that, in that set, we had the Antipop Consortium off a very rarely produced Ninja Tune compilation record. They don't do a lot of retrospective compilations, but after the last 20 years, I thought, hey, let's make one. And that was also remixed, as all the tracks in the compilation is remixed by Fortet. Had to do it, and I'm glad I did. And before that, we had the Trillionaires featuring Josh Martinez and Moss Isley of the Sweatshop Union from Vancouver Island. Perhaps you might know Moss Isley better as the spaceport in Star Wars. When you're a nerd like me, you gravitate towards these things. The track, By Hook or By Crook. And we started to set off with a great crew that is no longer with us, the Nauts, with the greatest MCs. All for you on 101.9 CITR. Shameless. How'd you like that set, Natalie?
It was pretty great. Nice, you put me on the spot. Some nice relaxing tunes to do my homework to. Typing away on my laptop.
I thought you were finding more songs for me to play.
Oh, yeah.
Look at this madness I'm surrounding myself with. It's going crazy. I thought now would be a good time to just pull it out there so that you don't get blindsided by it when you're listening to the radio. That coming up between the 16th and the 25th of November will be another annual fun drive here on CITR. Going all day, every day, starting with Pacific Pickin' at 6 a.m. on the 16th of November and ending with the French Connection at 5 on the 25th. And then, after all is said and done, we're going to relax and party it up. The Fun Drive finale party, as always, at the Biltmore on the 25th, potentially with 10 bands playing 90s covers, although that could change.
It's a lot of 90s covers.
You got to get the setup, and there's only so many times you can hear Smells Like Teen Spirit in one night. Personally, my limit is 10.
Well, it's a good thing there's only 10 bands.
I know.
Safe.
So moving right along, keeping with the smooth atmosphere before we talk with Mr. Kaboom Atomic out of Brooklyn, New York. This is a longtime favorite of mine, Mr. Josie James, singing about the Park Bench People here on Shameless 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver.
Sitting on the park bench, looking in the sky when he can see the mile stench of the range of the people walking and talking nonsense. In the park, I see a man sitting there with a newspaper on his head and head. I think he would be down for me to tell him that he been waiting around here for all of his life. And it's a time for the soul to come. When it came, I saw the same old scene over and over again, my friend. People talking and squawking in the park and sitting on the bench, thinking about things. I think of all the people in the park, sleeping in the street, living from the heart, sleeping in the street, living's kind of hard, sleeping in the street. People fall apart. There's a park bench that's painted black and white. You sleep there, it don't get wet when you wake up because the trees are withered, and so you dry in the sunlight. You sit there and you prepare to make a move, and so you go through each and every can. look in his eye, trying to see something that you didn't see last night. They want to get something to eat, and you go down the street. You see some friends of yours, and then they all speak. Say, what's happening, man? You sleep in the park again? Yeah, nothing but a surviving thing, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's your life. Then again, my friend, all they want to do is play you like you are a fool, but I know better. You're safe from school through this day, cool. Mark, you are in school, now know better. I maintain black, we'll overcome. In the sun, on the bench, in the park where you lay when it's dark and it's wet. Cause it's raining on you, you got newspapers and you like to go home. But you can't, cause you just got put out on your own. You're thinking about your kids, you're thinking about your girl, you're thinking of all the things it did. You see the children play, you hear the people barely look at you, laughing while they're on the way. Sleeping in the street, living from the heart. Sleeping in the street, people fall apart. Yeah. In the park where there's every people walking around looking at themselves far as if they were something, but they ain't nothing, they frontin'. Now the people know what's standing, all those people something. Earth perched on the edge of all time, and yet they search for drums and pivot dreams. Some least so far, yeah, by my soul. Won't sell my soul to the devil on another level, never with another rebel in trouble. Oh no, I'll never see them go down. My people can't go down, no, no. Yeah. My people can't go down, no, no. Lord. Sleeping in the street. Living from the heart. Sleeping in the street.
Yo, the jam was fly. Yo, my, now it's over. My batch of pals cut so tight, they must catch a taxi cab. Dag them, why'd they leave me? Stuck in the late night app. Cali's not so hot that everyone should be sweating, yet nobody's smiling. Plus crews are piling, staring, thinking what they look like wearing. My gear, a sigh when the yellow cab in. He sped up, cause dreads made him think I'd pick him. Now I gotta dodge thugs like I'm playing chicken. An Englishman, an Irishman, 5 or 10 Caucasians pass me in their taxis. Oh, no such luck, I'm gonna get proof of my apparel. As I seen the black gauge barrel, just then a fat cab came to my rescue. Damn, I'm glad black men drive them cabs too.
In spite of the directions that are given, they are driven to whose back streets. That treats them to a price. They're exactly what happened to myself when I chose to call the taxi. It pulled up to the curb and I hopped into the backseat. Gave him the destination, said he'd never heard of the place. And I'd have to tell him as we went along and then placed it in drive. When I say make a left, he made a right. All right, I get it. You wanna make some slight detours so you can be sure that you get yours. Up the bill a little more. I told the cabbie to stop. He didn't think I watched it. They reached into my pocket and they jetted like I was rocking. Ishmael, his taillight was broken as a token of appreciation. He started chasing, but I smoked.
What? You can't escape me. Bob head dropped dead deceased. Say your final summons if I catch you. Bet you regret you ever ditched me. Driving, conniving. Guy's been robbing me lately. He went up Blake Street. Following up steps, he ran to the left. I made a left and crashed into a rose bush. My nose crushed on impact, but chill, I'll get him back. I didn't have enough for a car. What a bummer! I had to get a job driving taxis last summer. All the other
know the type of girl that walks in front of you and makes your jaw drop. She talks in riddles and sort of tickles your soft spot.
I see her in the club, she treats you like a scrub. She ain't tripping off you, she got your whole crew in love.
Yeah, you're daydreaming, getting her in that bedroom alone. Straight fiending, you beg like a dog for the bone. And she's peeping, and the reason is she knows there's a demon in between your legs with a mind of its own. Now you're a weakling, overwhelmed with hormones. Y'all start speaking, she grabs a number to your phone. And next weekend, you invited to your home. You weren't even thinking, you got played by a pro. She's a big shot, thick lips, nice legs, green eyes. Took advantage of a thousand, only slept with three guys. Ain't a hoe or a groupie, Jane Doe or a Lucy. Her innocent looks are deceiving, so I'm telling you to be wise.
Ayo, I know she's a cutie, but she goes for the Lucy. Sure, her words sound insincere, she even made me cry.
Ayo, don't think I'm goofy, but there's power in that coochie. Underneath those booty tight, cut off Daisy Dukes, Levi's.
She's a big shot,
you know your dream girl. She knows how to use her looks to take advantage of the world.
She's a big shot,
you thought you could school her. She dissed you like you were neutered and told you to go get a sexual tutor.
She's a big shot,
she won't touch your ruler. She's so beautiful, a Cupid crew looter, user and abuser.
She's a big shot,
your eyes are glued to her behind. You know her steeds, but you fall for it every time.
Now, what about that popular school kid?
School
that
kid.
Always have been, always will be cool kid.
Cool the class kid. President, valedictorian, A-plus star quarterback. Had a lac convertible drive and signed a cheerleader's autographs. The letter on the jacket, medal around the neck. Pin on his chest and mind on his rep. He only dates models, drinks his stomach from the bottle. When he walks, he waddles. And he ain't never lost a squabble.
He put you in the locker and took your girlfriend to prom. He's in your life every day and you can't wait till he's gone. But daddy owns a business, so it won't be long. For he inherits it, makes carrots, and sings a rich man's song.
He got the most expensive clothes and jewelry to wear. While you're looking for a job,
he's looking in the mirror.
He walks the hall surrounded by his fan club. Starts fagging, strings, and hits the ceiling when he stands
he's
up.
He's a preppy, fame-hogging, pink-headed fool.
When he has a party, everyone's invited except you and your crew. And there really ain't nothing y'all can do. He's in every state, city, and town as long as they got a school.
He's a big shot,
thick knot in his wallet. Parents got enough money to send your whole family to college.
He's a big shot,
testosterone thirsty hallway father figure with his masculinity stained on his jersey.
He's a big shot,
IB class whiz kid bragging about a big dick, that chicken, this
chick.
He's
a big shot.
Yeah, I'm my favorite type of big shot. My favorite are the rappers, the egotistical bastards, the people that never clap for you, said they think you're whacker than them cause they're the masters. I bet disaster is caused in your mind when you rhyme and plaster. They jaw shut with a fat verse. To him you're a hazard, weak matter, a reason for laughter. He's preaching, he's live, but he's only that word back. After he dies, you can climb the ladder, start a chapter, arch your capture finally. But while he reasons, he's no even flatter. A mad attack of his acrobatical arrogance to his genetically engineered emotional pattern of tearing kids in battles. That'll explain why he mean mugs. He told you your team sucks, said you was a cream puff and fled. Now your dream of choking him with that mic cord, instead he blows your mind straight out your head with that hardcore tearing season. Send him to therapy, he says tough to you with clarity. You cry hysterically as he makes a parody of your passion. You tell your friends you think he's hype, but secretly you hope his career won't be lasting cause he's an asshole. But you know he got a nice sound, you know what else?
What?
You're looking at him right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Idea and ability.
I mean, why are they rappers have air?
No idea.
They have no right to act like they're God's favorite.
We're all pain.
You know why? Cause I'm a big shot.
Don't front, you know you love me. Girls never wash their hands after they get a chance to touch
I'm
me.
I'm a big shot.
Hey, you can say I'm a creep, but put me in a room with your idols and I'll make them look weak.
I'm a big shot.
I can't nobody fade me. The only way we could do a song is if somebody paid
I'm
me.
I'm a big shot.
Big shot.
Big props. The best thing to ever happen in the history of hip hop. Hip hop.
Hip hop. What happened then? Where just now? We're in now. Now. Go back to then. Now. Now. Now.
I can't.
Why, Miss? Where just now? When will then be now? Soon. How soon?
Right now. By the time you hear me say, by the time it's not important, it's already over. How unfortunate, I'm done recording it, it's old. You got the last two words, but missed the first three lines. On the fourth, you gotta rewind. What's going on here? What is this sound? The speed of sound. What's considered then to you is now to me. You control time. Because it's something you created. But who is in your mind?
When all the stuff you do is data.
I'm right this second, so I'll write this second. What's the right this second? I'm all right this second. Follow me through all those beat and bob your weaver till your collars grease and all your see your spots are green in your optic scene. I don't need your attention, yo, I own it. Cody is ahead of me because he made the beat before I wrote it. And boy, do you love it. How you think I feel? I heard it way before you and it's paying for my meal right now. You just heard what I said right now. Right now, I just said it again right now. You just heard what I said right now. Right now, I was just then. Right now. You just heard what I said right now. Right now, I just said it again right now. You just heard what I said right now was just then. You think it's thump like there, hat, snare, hat, kick, clap, pause. I'll slice you in four like a big cat's claw. Too quick for you to even think you could predict. Music to me gets
opportunity to flick, flick eyelids away. You just blink, cause I reminded you of finding new lines to create. Your last thought was that this song is so weird, and you wanna turn it off and bring it back in a year. If you stopped it right there, you're an idiot and ignorant. You shouldn't do it, stupid, cause you're interested, you little bitch. Diss me if you want, cause I don't give a shit. You're listening to 50 Cent, but in bread like chicken strips. Shut up, save your O's for when I'm finishing. Don't interrupt me, kid, you think I'll make you trip and let it slip? To MC's a crazy concept is all it is. But if I didn't do this, no one would have thought of it right now. You deserve what I said right now. Right now, I just said it again right now. You deserve what I said. And that became a thought that you heard in your head. You may have thought it would have been a chorus instead, but I would have been played if I repeated it again. As you listen to this, you just listen to that. If you don't listen, you'd be wishing you had. It's like that, rewind it, or is that too much work? Take your lazy finger, hold down the button, and reverse. You didn't do that, did you? I don't really want you to. Cause if you study me too hard, you'll find the flaws in all I do. Fuck it though, memorize the lyrics, try your hardest, but I know that by the end you'll figure out that I am solid. Yeah, flawless, call it, kid, you got the knowledge. Cause I'm so predictable, right, wrong, I'm retarded. Do you get it now? Good, it's about time, friend. This song's about time. Right now, it's right then, right now. You deserve what I said. Right now, right now, I just said it again. Right now, you deserve what I said. Right now, right now. Yeah, say it right now. Hey, everybody, come on, right now. You just hurry up, come on, right now. You just heard the yo, the right now. And the next track is right
now. Rude boys, don't cry, don't cry.
Rude boy, don't cry.
Scenic Drive, every Friday morning, 10 a.m. till noon, CITR.
Got it to you when you find.
wild salmon people. First Nations chiefs, fishermen, the mayor of Vancouver, MPs, MLAs, Alexandra Morton, and people like you are traveling through Hell's Gate and down the Fraser River for wild salmon. Join this historic journey as they land at Vanier Park on Monday, October 25th at 9 a.m. and march to the opening of the Sockeye Inquiry to support Justice Cohen in ordering the salmon feedlot disease records. We want the whole truth about what is happening to our salmon. If we want wild salmon, it is up to us. Meet at 9 a.m. in Vanier Park or at 12 noon at the Vancouver Art Gallery. For more information about the walk on Monday morning or for updates on the Paddle for Wild Salmon, visit salmonaresacred.org. That's salmonaresacred.org.
Yo, what's up? It's Torch. Torture. Giving you a business line. Go like this.
Yaga yow, I'm a whirlwind winner. Coldest in the summer, but I'm thorough when the winter in Regina. Dinah, a prize burner. And when I don't find it, then ice kinda. Vinegar in a word of crass. For my world of passion, don't match with the world of cash. My landlord kinda asshole, like hold it. Can't move spots yet, still got more shit to finish. Really, it's all my fault. Yeah, I'm hating you. A little self-deprecation. Go a long way to unconstipate defecation. Approximate estimation. When will shit blow for me? And still, ain't shit owed to me, man, chill. That's what I tell myself when I sell myself. Too low, light a fire under cool low.
Love and hate relations with self. Love and hate relationship with self. Love and hate relationship with self. Love and hate relationship with self.
Stop it right there, hold up, wait a minute, don't. I'm basically alone. Leaving home after trading cheap cologne. Now I'm a dangling piece of rope. Yeah, maybe it's a smoke out of aging me, but slow. You can hate me or go till I'm 83 years old. Stay with me, you'll know what it takes to be a pro. Jaded free control the way you face defeat and close yourself off with needed dialogue. The people need you, you should always be relied upon. You got me so many gifts and I love it. But it's hard to be impressed when you're above it. Hard to know you didn't even want it. So used to fighting about it underneath the covers.
Love and hate relations with self. Love and hate relationship with self. Love and hate relations with self.
That I'm content with my spot near the bottom, but I hate that I can spend my life without the dollars necessary to get me things the people I hate love. But I hate that I want what they love.
Sure, it'll be great when it's gone.
Try it out.
Give it a push and a shove.
Do your thing.
Love and hate what you want. If you're able to run, then you're able to walk it off.
I escape from the parking lot without the wedding tux.
Ain't content and cuffs.
Pressure's fuck, but life's short.
In love.
Out of it is how we ought to be to get it done.
Proud to see myself as someone who was almost fully grown.
I don't condone the style of life, but I love it. We all gonna be gone soon anyway, so fuck it.
We work so we're so reluctant. This damage to do, so quit planning your budgets.
Love and hate relations with self. A love and hate relationship with self. Love and hate relations with self. A love and hate relationship with self. Love and hate relations with self. A love and hate relationship with self. Love and hate relations with self.
in my book. What a simple pleasure. Or is it necessary just to document this measure of time? Whether defined or not, I'm gonna find the top of my personal climbing rock. Take a verse of what I'm about. Break it down, I just rhyme about then. And the secrets I'm finding out. And that's alright, ain't it? Look how bright I paint it. Experience, gain it, maintain it. Same heinous crimes of Samhain, they won't wane. Ain't paid a fine, and sometime I campaign. Champagne and rap, your bottle went flat, dude. Forget all that ish, concentrate on the great. We gonna do this, tough like Brutus. Who this fool sitting in big chairs? Spotlight blew it up, smooth as cup of caffeine. My chapters got snatched up by Napster, Jimmy Castor. Used to get wasted away like Jimmy Buffett, and I'm damn sure it wasn't cool. Now I ain't buzzing fool like that. Light that rat, bite that bottom lip. I gotta be a somebody, even if you got a trip.
It's a magnitude. It's a magnitude.
Just me and this, no one seeing this, pitted against the grain for the whole world domain. Don't tell me that I put too much music out. Look at them jazz fools, this is jazz too, this is black music. No crack, no gat, no lack of compassion. Fools get zooming too much, I can't do much to change their mind. I guess I can't influence, I'm just trying to unwind. Find a line of attack with tact, crack the coffee. They crack whatever like genetic codes to make robots with controlled souls. That's not new news, you've seen the weirdness. Mocha is a Scorpio climbing to the clearing in the woods on the hilltop, breathing pine scented. Someone gotta take the next step, so I invented. You turn around, say I'm demented, cause no one else is doing it, but I'm a free soul and you resent it. Worms free flow the ink in a matter of minutes, so I don't lose my think. Burnt brain cells from previous years of abuse, keep my last few close to avoid the noose. Watching Bruce Willis on a blockbuster night, that's me. No taxi to whack spots where your ass be. Ask me to rhyme with you, I may just be fresh for God's sake that I'm slipping off to a lake. Do I make any of you feel exhilaration? If so, that's my purpose, to thrill the nation. Not too big, just grand enough with mad distribution, and women need to start the substitution. Get rid of that whack shit. We got the substance, girl. DM, I'm above this world. One man outfit, producer, MC, composer. Already traveled millions of miles on this coaster.
We are floating in the sky. Here today and gone by night. Yesterday gone by night. All traveling.
Hard not to feel good when Mocha Only's blaring over your stereo, isn't it not? That is Magnitude off his 2001 release, Lime Green. And as it so happens, Mr. Mocha Only was also featured in the track you heard prior to that in this set here on 101.9 FM, CITR, which was by local MCs Run With The Herd, in the track Love And Hate, also featuring Mr. Mocha Only. And Albertus Hunter before that, a member of the group, Mr. Mac Hassefield, produced a very, an excellent release on that with his solo release, The In-Between Creatures, in the track Celebrating 85 Years. And also in that set, we had Run With The Herd before that as well, with The Big Fat Kill. Run With The Herd doing Premature Ejaculation, Ejaculantern, Oh, I missed the pun. I missed it. And then some of Kaboom Atomic before that, some of the solo stuff with Right Now, and got to mention, started to set off with Idea and Abilities from an album that got me into them, the track Big Shots, Idea of Idea and Abilities, recently passed away due to unknown circumstances. He'll be missed very much. But in much brighter news, Mr. Kaboom Atomic has been around town. He's going to be quite a bit around town coming up. Got quite a few shows going on. It's going to be with Run With The Herd on the 30th for Premature Jack-O-Lantern. And 2 days before that, he's going to do his own show with Kirby Dominant out of Oakland, California at the Shine Nightclub in Gastown. And it is my pleasure to have Mr. Atomic on the line right now. How's it going over there, dude?
Oh, you know, just writing comic books in my head. They're not really about, like, superheroes or anything like that. They're more about the hunter and slaves underneath my floorboards making T-shirts for Run With The Herd.
Interesting. The panels,
yeah.
I'm guessing the panels would be potential T-shirts?
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, we don't really make much money as a band, so we have a bunch of children working for us because they don't even know what money is. It's crazy. Some candy.
Just give them candy and tell them to watch some cartoons. Just
totally fine.
Also, you better make 5 shirts in an hour or, you know, there'll be trouble.
Oh, no, just every time that happens, we just feed our dogs, you know. I'm not going to tell you how. Somehow it happens.
Somehow they'll get fed?
That's right. Somehow they will get fed. We used to have a lot more dogs, but we sold it to this guy. I don't know. Mikey Vick.
He races them now, doesn't he?
I don't know what he does, but apparently he can get away with it.
I just see them running, and people are running from them, so I figured it was some man-dog racing competition that he's got going on.
Right. It definitely happens. It's kind of like the music industry. But yeah, you know, how are you? You good?
I'm doing pretty good, I think.
Keeping it up, keeping it in there, keeping it going and stuff.
No, not keep it in there. Natalie's giving me a look. That was a bad use of metaphor.
Oh, you can keep it in there as long as you take it out every once in a while.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I meant to say. Keep it out, then in, then out, then in a few more times, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and just rinse and repeat.
Lather, rinse, repeat, of course.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. So that's awesome that you've been playing the music that we compiled together with our creative juices.
I try to do a little retrospective set, you know, get all the angles of the Run With The Herd crew, as you know, you do a lot, you do a lot of stuff, you do a lot of different things.
Oh yeah, for sure. We're kind of diverse, but we just want to touch as many people as possible, and at that, you know, we want them to just forget about everything and just have fun. And, you know,
yeah.
We're a party band. We're like the frat house, but it's like way more, you know, free. You don't have to pay for anything.
The hazing's a lot more fun too, I've noticed.
And keg stands are legal in bars usually,
which is uncool. Do you notice a difference in the audience that comes out to shows that you do on your own versus her shows?
Yeah, you know, for the select people, we really attract a lot of people who just want to have a good time. Mostly people that know how to be an audience. We attract an audience that has traveled before outside of Vancouver, for sure. And because our energy is that of that, you know, several raves at once. We have so many members in our band, it kind of looks like the audience up there, and they're just sort of partying, and everybody jumps around with it. It's good. We make everybody forget that there's wars going on.
Yeah.
All the time. We look at those faces. Sometimes I blank out and I don't remember anything. When I pay attention for a sec, I look in the audience and see a bunch of people tolerating us, but also a bunch of people having a really good time. Because that's what we're trying to do.
I quite like the Nintendo Power Glove guitar ensemble that goes on stage, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I appreciate that. I'm sure everyone else does, too.
I mean, we want to, you know, remind everybody that they're not as cool as us as well. Like, that's part of what we're trying to portray a little bit, too. Like, you know, try your best to be as cool as this, but Nintendo Power Glove, you know?
I love the look of the glove. It makes me feel
awesome.
Powerful.
It's got like Bluetooth sensors in the fingers, and it like works in the space. Like it's a space, and it does things. What does it do? I don't know. Changes things, changes instruments and voices, and you're like, whoa, what? How did that happen?
I just thought it played video games and looked cool on that movie, the Wizard movie.
It did look really cool in Wizard.
Yeah, the Wizard. It that
did.
Was it.
It did. I always watched like Wizard and Princess Bride simultaneously.
On dual screens?
Mm-hmm.
I think the Wizard would have been a lot better if Andre the Giant were in it, though.
A lot better.
Fred Savage gets the mushroom and he goes, and he's all of a sudden Andre the Giant.
Andre the Giant.
Perfect.
I wonder if he passed by then.
So let's go back to the origin of Kaboom Atomic. How did you get into the rap game?
Oh, me? Yeah. Well, okay, so I was on... I was in a group. I was in a group called Ink Operated, and we heard about this contest downtown, and I forget what the prize... I think the prize was a sampler, and this group was called Ink Operated, and it was my group out of high school. This is myself, Epidemic, Graphic, and Mumbles, and Wondercut. So we had a little crew, and it was like, he was a DJ, and we had four rappers. And it was pretty good. We made an album, it's all right. Somebody's heard it. They'd probably think it was a really interesting high school explosion. Kind of like Leaders of the New School type stuff, I guess.
Hmm.
And then we got invited to the radio show to a radio show at a university, one of them. I don't want to tell you which one it is because it's not UBC. But we did have a lot of, support around us. We had like a whole bunch of friends that got us out there to UBC because I don't even think we were driving yet. And we rapped on this radio show. And there was this guy there named Bird of Prey who resides out of Victoria. And he was like, you guys need to record. And he introduced us to DJ Moves, who recorded the first Ink Operated album and made a couple beats on my first solo album, which is Begging for Change. And then I started working and collabing with so many people, including Zach. W, who is the producer of Run With The Herd, and him and I have a pretty golden solo album. It's pretty crazy. It's just, just tracks so far, but they all have a really common theme. And, when we get some stuff done with Run With The Herd, we'll probably work on that a little bit, and we've got a whole bunch of things pending. I'm going to probably put out, 15 mixtapes, all different sorts of styles, just because people do that. I want to give some people that, the five people that really enjoy Kaboom Atomic, you've heard them before, those people, I want to give them a big present.
They work for Mocha Only.
They're all Mocha Only's interns. And
he's a lucky man to have so many interns.
That guy's an awesome, awesome anomaly. He works harder than anyone. I want to do an album with that guy. There, I said it.
I'm sure it could be arranged. You've collaborated with him, at least, on at least one track. What's he
to
work with?
I'm sorry?
What's he like to work with?
Oh, he's really fast. It's really crazy. And a lot of people would agree with me. A lot of people out there. I was having a conversation between, four or five rappers, us in the game, and we're, talking about how we just sit down and listen to a beat, and we're like, yeah, and then we think of the concept, really quick. Mocha will probably suggest something and be right. And then his verse will take 17 seconds max. 16 bars, 17 seconds. I know that's impossible. And I'm completely exaggerating, even though...
For us mere humans, impossible.
Yeah. But at the same time, he would just come with the gold, right away. It just flowed right off the pen. And you'd be on line four. And he'd already be recorded and back-vocaled and already made a joke for the intro of the song.
For the next song?
and in, Canadian language, Bob's your uncle.
Right.
And Mocha Only is the fastest. He's, frustrating for people because they're like, Am I supposed to be fast? This is really good, too.
Making up words and then saying I just made up that word?
He's the best.
To backtrack for a second, I don't know if you're still in touch with Wondercut?
Wondercut, yeah. He's producing right now and DJing still and doing music.
I have a great story for you about Wondercut.
Sorry, what's this?
I have a great story for you about Wondercut.
Okay.
I saw him for the first time a few years ago at the Victoria Island DMC competition.
Oh, yeah.
And he's introduced as Wondercut from Vancouver, yeah. And everyone's from, like, up island, down island. They see him, they're like, Vancouver, boo. And despite that, he still won. You know,
oh, right.
Head and shoulders of everybody else. And
he was really good.
I was like,
this
guy.
I think I was there. Yeah, I don't know. It's ring a bell.
I seem to recall DJs throwing their CDs or mixtapes out of the audience, you know, in paper slips. And they're on. One guy had his CDs all in plastic cases. I held onto it this day because the plastic cases would shatter when they hit the floor because everyone would just, like, duck and cover.
Right.
So all these CDs would be coming at them, and, like, they'd just shatter and be, like, random discs here and there. So I thought, I'll pick one up. You know, watch my back now that there's, you know, shanks everywhere on the ground now.
Right, exactly, yeah. Cool.
Just another night in Victoria.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I always put my CDs in like, little, like, I tuck them into paper airplanes, and I just fly the airplanes. And then I just give the rest of them to hot chicks.
That's always the best way to spread your music.
It's true. I only want, hot chicks as my fans.
You don't need the middleman or anything.
Mm-mm. Don't bring your boyfriend to the show. That's my new chorus. Just made it up.
Nice. I gotta record that one for later. You MC, or you freestyled in the show last time you were here. It's a shame
really?
You can't do it again. Well,
oh, man. I want to come on the show again one time. I'll do it when they release the mixtape. It'll be a good one, and I'll do one of the verses from the mixtape, and I'll also freestyle, and I'll also write a verse from the beginning of the interview to the end about what was happening in the interview, and then at the end of it, I will do the synopsis verse.
Wow. Can you drink a latte while you do that?
No.
No.
But if you have anything that has fermented sugar in it, I am completely down.
Nice. I'm not entirely sure what fermented sugar is, but I'll find
alcohol. Something.
Oh, that kind of fermented sugar.
Yeah.
Right.
You know sugars that...
Oh, that kind of sugar.
Of course. Drunken
ones. Right. That's even better, actually.
No, that's good. This
one
show...
One thing in my own challenge.
Oh, the what, sorry?
You just one-up me on my own challenge.
Oh, hey,
that is skill.
I do all right. But yeah, that's cool. We need to do this again.
I agree. So I have a couple more questions. I got a deep, deep question for you.
Okay, what's up?
How do you feel about the state of hip-hop in Vancouver today?
I think the more independent sources there are in Vancouver that are willing to bend the rules or to see the path of how rap was marketed and all that kind of stuff and start their own function here, their own voice that's untainted by a scene. So even at, you know, even thinking that a scene really means anything. And just make music, if people can actually do that, that would be the best situation. Like, if people stopped recognizing it as a scene and just really looked at individuals making music or groups making music, and that is untainted. Because in country, they're not like, oh, what's the scene like, you know? They're not trying to, like, battle each other and, okay, they're just making music. Country sucks. Sorry, that's true, though.
I'm sorry I had to go there.
Country does suck. What? Okay. But what it means is, like, the hip-hop scene here in Vancouver is dependent on a lot of forced energy and uneducated execution of shows, you know? A lot of people just sort of try to get their friends out, and they're ambitious about a rap, so they have a certain idea in their mind, but they're not doing enough groundwork. The promo doesn't happen in any sort of way. No one's really ballsy, like, doing really interesting things. No one's coming together to make, like, shows. What would really help us if someone had like a community show on like TV or something like that where they interviewed rappers, showed like the community a whole bunch of positivity about that sort of music, and but at the same time, you know, keeping rough and funny, like using comedy, like people need to start being more funny, you know?
Yeah.
They need to be funnier in music, because that's what the future of music is right now, especially with like YouTube videos being the most commonly watched media, and the only stuff that catches on, if you just look at the most viewed videos on YouTube, they're most likely funny. Sometimes they're crazy, but mostly they're just funny.
Even so, the crazy ones are a bit funny.
Yeah. And so, like, if you can create something that no one else could ever do, like, make yourself exclusive to an audience, then I think you'll actually make it. Like, you have to really find something out about yourself that people are going to really care about and put so much diversity. Rap has the opportunity to be funny more than anything. And if you have a sense of humor about it, it's going to be better. If you act all fucking gangster, oh, sorry for swearing. If you act all gangster, though, then everybody is going to judge you, you know what I mean, right away, and they're not going to listen, or you're just putting yourself in the same slot that has worked before, even though you come from a cul-de-sac in Coquitlam.
So, next question.
Yep.
You were in a movie, Bones, opposite Snoop Dogg. What was that experience like? What was the experience like?
Oh, okay, well, I don't know. I mean, I wanted to be a rapper, and he was already an established rapper. And he wanted to be an actor, and I was already an established actor. And so we had that respect in that sense, but also I never tried to, like, rap in front of him or anything like that. And all we do is just watch blaxploitation movies, because that's basically what we were trying to make. So we watched blaxploitation movies from the 70s in his trailer and play basketball, you know. He's
that
really
good
so at cool. ball.
Man.
And
I'm so jealous.
Yeah, yeah. I know, he's really good. He's super tall, too, right? Hmm. And he's got a jump shot. But yeah, you know, and be amazing. He always called everybody cousin and nephew.
Have you seen Black Dynamite yet?
Black Dynamite? No.
That's a good movie.
Yeah, well, it's funny. I always want to see these movies, but I can't read. So, like, every time I go to the movie theater, I was like, which one is it? So that really sucks.
That does
suck. But it happens. People know. Some people don't. Kaboom can't read, okay? Kaboom doesn't know how to read. Whatever. There, I said it.
Must make those foreign movies kind of hard to sit through. Then again, they're all pretty boring anyway.
It's true. Are you going to come to one of my shows?
Well, you know, last year?
Yeah.
I was at the Premature Jack-O-Lantern.
Oh, yeah.
With you guys and
fun.
Fake Shark. It was an amazing time.
I remember you being there.
I was dressed as Kanye. Do you have a Halloween costume?
Yeah, I was a plush toy. I was a little tiger.
Kaboom the Tiger. Do you have one this year?
I can't really reveal it.
Of course.
Because our show at the secret location entitled Red Gate, that is somewhere in Vancouver, is, you know, we have a little secret. We can't just, like, let it go, you know. We always dress as the same thing. We did Where's Waldo one year, where we took red shirts and masking tape and we made stripes.
People found you?
Yeah, and they were like, oh, there he is. There's Waldo.
He's on stage. What's up with that?
Hey, there they all are. So that was a good idea. This year, obviously, we're going to be something. We try to be, like, after the Where's Waldo one, we're trying to be, like, secondary characters of really popular things, you know?
Like Robin, or...
Yeah.
The Son and Stanford and Son.
Like, all Robins. or, you know, all money pennies. That's, can't even dress like 007. Oh,
all pennies of Inspector Gadget, Penny and Brain.
Totally. Totally.
Wait, don't
all
do that. Don't
the Emperor
that.
From Star Wars.
It could be Emperor or Death or the Pope.
No, that's true. That's all the same. That's all the same person right there.
Basically.
Basically. But yeah, also this show, you know, is going to be pretty insane. I'm really excited about one half of our band has sort of won this DJ sort of crew because, you know, we have a DJ that like was a really good friend of ours, and he's just been practicing his trade for years, and we started killing that aspect. I'm actually at Brendan Fletcher's house. You know who that is?
The Brendan Fletcher?
The Brendan Fletcher. Me and him are just cooling out, watching a little hockey, and decided, you know, I have to do this radio interview as well. You know, and cool. I'm enjoying it. It's amazing.
You're enjoying the hockey or the interview?
Everything, life, the interview. Of course we're talking about the interview.
Of course.
And, you know, Brendan's having a good time. Brendan works hard. He lately did this movie called Rampage with, you know, that's an Uwe Boll film. And
he's a great director.
Yeah, he's like, this is apparently, like, he finally made a good one. And this is the one.
I'm glad we're all here to experience it.
Right. It's cool. It'll be a good one. But yeah, hanging out. I'm glad to play in tracks. We're here, all of them.
But I got one more.
I sent you one, hey?
Oh, man. Did you?
I did.
Let's see if I can hook it up.
Oh, man.
Let's see if I can do it. Oh. What's with these rats in the studio running over my keyboard? What's up with that?
All these rats in the studio running over my keyboard, baby. I just wrote a song, so.
Hey, there it is. The Weeknd song.
That's it.
Oh, let's see if I can get play. All right. Should I play it right now? Oh, it's playing right
yeah.
now.
This is a sneak peek at a demo of our new single.
Sweet. Awesome. Okay.
Amazing.
Gotta quickly say, October 28th, you, Kirby Dominant at Shine Nightclub. 2 days after that, Premature Jack-O-Lantern at a place we can't talk about.
Woo!
Thanks so much. This has been an awesome interview. A great end to a great show.
Yes. Have fun, y'all. Hipsters, this is brand new. Listen, drink your past.